Good morning, MGTOW man. What we have here is I do online meetings of different 12-step fellowships, and there's the implied sort of thing that you're not supposed to talk about other issues other than what this fellowship is for, you know. So if you're in an AA meeting, you're not supposed to talk about drugs and relationships and all this other sort of shit. And if you're in an Al-Anon meeting, you're not supposed to talk about AA. You're only supposed to talk about your problems with the disease of alcoholism, you know. And so I went to do an online meeting, and the Al-Anon meeting, and because I use AA in my name, and I got put into the waiting room, as you know, just coming into the meeting. And this fucking bitch, she shoots a message saying, you are aware that this is an Al-Anon meeting, aren't you? It's not AA. And so I shot back to her and I said, well, you know, I said, basically, when I went to the Al-Anon website, it says Al-Anon, and in the Al-Anon meetings list, it says Al-Anon meetings, and in the particular Al-Anon meeting, it said location/Al-Anon meeting. Click here to join by Zoom, you know. And I said, are you, because this is a thing with, you know, lacing these fucking cunts up, you know, these retarded cunts. You know, the fucking Karens of the world. You never call them a cunt. You never fucking confront them front on, you know. It's like, in the movie Fury, you know, and the guys are in the tank and he's saying, shoot the Germans, and he says, why, what for, they're all dead, you know. And he says, how do you know that they're dead? And he said, well, why should I shoot them? He says, so they don't come back to life when we run past them and shoot us in the arse, you know. And so when you take on fucking spastic fucking women, you don't attack them front on, you attack them obliquely, you know. So I didn't call her a stupid cunt. I just said, are you always in the position of assuming other people are stupid cunts? You know, that's like calling her a stupid cunt, but I didn't, you know? So she's got no comeback to that. And what I then did was... fuck, these women are just appalling, you know? What I then did is, you know, these women in Al-Anon are just fucking spastics. They're just the most they're a combination of psychotics and feminists, you know. So they avoid accountability for anything. They're really big on this, oh, it's the disease of alcoholism that was running rampant in our family. It's the disease. It's not like you were there doing all the fucking shit that you did. No, it's the disease, you know. And so I rolled in a great big landmine on them, you know. And I said, many women in Al-Anon are compulsive masturbators. And since many of them are single as a result of ruining their own marriages, many times in meetings I am pestered by these selfish, deranged sex addicts, child abusers, pornography abusers, and borderline psychotics. As a single man, I don't feel safe turning my camera on in women-only meetings. You don't mind, do you? And, of course, the only other man in the meeting was a real fucking cuck, you know. You know, cuckold to these cunts. And he says, oh, there's something in the chat that you should look at, you know. Oh, you're the meeting host, aren't you? Oh, you know. So she looks at and boots me, looks at the fucking comment and boots me. But this is the art and craft of dealing with women who are just retarded cunts. You see, in that statement, that you're not supposed to talk about women masturbating, and you're not supposed to talk about women who are compulsive masturbators. Ooh, feminism, taboo, ooh, you know? And the other thing is, it's that women absolutely hate it when they're put on the spot for their own part in these. Sure, it's really hard living with using addicts. They're fucking cunts to live with, basically, you know. But they've got their own part in these crazy fucking things. You know, if you've got a crazy drunken husband, well, guess what he's got? He's got a crazy drunken he's got a crazy sober psychotic fucking wife. You know, she's an asshole, and chances are that she's responsible for beating the children, molesting the children, starting most of the fights in the fucking household, you know. And while it's an unhappy situation, you couldn't live with a fucking woman like that unless you were drunk all the time, you know. And so what I've done is I said, you know, since many of them are single as a result of ruining their own marriages, okay, just putting it back on them. Ooh, anti-feminism, big taboo, you know. Responsibility and accountability. Many times in meetings I'm pestered by the selfish. A lot of women are just so incredibly self-centered, you know. They're deranged sex addicts, you know. My mother used to tell me what happens in women only Al-Anon meetings and the discussions that they talk about, you know. Oh, my husband, none of us have got husbands anymore, what do we do for sex? And they talk about having dildos and vibrators and fingering themselves and all this sort of stuff. But there's also a lot of women who screw around like mad, you know, when their husband is drinking, you know. They're off having just as many affairs, if not more, as the guy. So, you know, so when you call them a bunch of deranged sex addicts, that's actually fucking true, you know. Child abusers, there's physical abuse, there's emotional abuse, there's abandonment, there's neglect, there's violence, and there's sexual abuse. A lot of women are into that, all of that shit. And a lot of women are into, you know, pornography too, you know. You know, sitting around fingering themselves at the fucking PC, you know, when everybody's out, you know. And a lot of women are borderline psychotics or just mentally fucking ill or just so fucking crazy, you know, that it's hard to tell the difference between mentally ill and fucking crazy. So that's put all of that shit back out there, that stuff that you're not supposed to talk about, and as a man, you're not supposed to bring up with them, you know. So in my saying, as a single man, I don't feel safe in turning my camera on in women-only meetings. Oh. And then putting it to them innocently as, you know, this is like the fuse on the hydrogen bomb. You don't mind, do you? See, so this is a sort of psychological warfare that you sort of engage in. To fucking, these women are just such absolute cunts. You know, they're a mixture of crazies and pill poppers and abusers and just fucking mental cases, and they've got a head full of feminist shit, you know, to top it off. So, you know, I'm quite okay with, you know, this is like the torpedo run, you know, going in on the Bismarck with half a dozen old planes and half a dozen torpedoes, you know. This is, you know, this is how you, and you just watch them fucking flip out, because it's all the taboo shit that they're keeping secret is now out in the open. And so they all flip out, and then they have to do something about it, about themselves, you know. Of course they go into denial, or stay into denial, but the, you know, the hole's been made in the dike, so to speak, you know. And no matter how many fists they shove in their fucking dike, the hole's too big, you know. The agenda's on the table now. They can't stop the flood. And what's even worse, it was a man that did it. So, bonjour and enjoy.